Dumb Heroes by T.A. Girling. Read for Read Me, Speak Me, number 32. There's a DSO for the colonel, a military cross for the sub. A medal or two when we all get through, and a bottle of wine with our grub. There's a stripe of gold for the wounded, a rest by the bright seashore. And a service is read when we bury our dead. Then our country has one hero more. But what of our poor, dumb heroes that are sent without choice to the fight? That strain at the load on the shell-swept road as they take up the rations at night? They are shelling on Hellfire Corner. Their shrapnel fast burst o'er the square, and the bullets drum as the transports come with the food for the soldiers there. The halt till the shelling is over, the rush through the line of fire, the glaring light in the dead of night, and the terrible sights in the rear. It's the daily work of the horses, and we answer the spur and rein. With quickened breath, mid the toll of death, in the mud and the holes and the rain. There's a fresh-healed wound on a chestnut, the black mare's neck has a mark. The brown mules, now mute, most keep the same gait as the one killed last night in the dark. But they walk with the spirit of heroes. They dare not for medals or cross, but for duty alone into perils unknown they go, never counting their loss. There's a swift, painless death for the hopeless, with a grave in the shell hole or field. There's a hospital base for the casualty case and a vet for those easily healed. But there's never a shadow of glory, a cheer or a speech in their praise, as patient and true they carry us through with the limbers on shot-riven ways. So here's to dumb heroes of Britain, who serve her as nobly and true as the best of her sons mid the roar of the guns and the best of her boys on the blue. They are shell-shocked, they're bruised and they're broken. They are wounded and torn as they fall, but they're true and they're brave to the very grave, and they're heroes, one and all.